Ballot question committees in 6 Arkansas counties and 1 city are trying to legalize alcohol sales this election cycle. Crawford, Independence, Johnson, Little River, Yell, and Randolph counties, as well as the town of Farmington in Washington County, have active drives. Petitioners need to collect signatures from at least 38% of local voters to have the option placed on the ballot. Krista DeBoer is from Clarksville, Arkansas, and a part of the group Keep Our Dollars in Johnson County.
We wanted to see our town, you know, be one of those charming small towns like Asheville, North Carolina, and places like that where everyone's on this square and spending time together and eating outside, and there's more music and entertainment. And in order for restaurants to come to Johnson County, they want to be able to sell liquor. That's really what it came down to.
The petition drive is getting some help from the world's largest retailer. Walmart has contributed to 6 of 7 pro-alcohol campaigns around Arkansas this year. And it's given $474,000, or 93% of all money raised by those 6 campaigns so far. In an emailed statement, company spokeswoman Ann Hatfield said, quote, Walmart believes the law needs to be modernized to provide customers a full assortment of adult beverages as part of a convenient and comfortable shopping experience.
They believe that that will help their bottom line, obviously.
Bob Carius is the chairman of Keep Our Dollars in Independence County. Walmart has given the group $83,000 to pay for ads, legal aid, and canvassers.
This was a long maturing process with Walmart. It didn't happen overnight. So lots of discussions and work and back and forth, and they found we were committed to doing what we wanted to do, and the rationale was good, and so they supported it.
Carius also wants to bring more business and restaurant revenue to places like downtown Batesville. Dry since 1944, Independence County has seen residents buy liquor across the county line in Newport for some time now. Calls made to several organized groups opposing the various pro-alcohol drives went unreturned. The Keep Independence Dry and Safe Committee is being funded by individual contributions. The Conway County Legal Beverage Association is largely funding opposition to the Johnson County wet petition. The various local option campaigns have until August to hand in petitions to their county clerks. Chris Hickey, KUAR News. In Little Rock, I'm Chris Hickey.